We are 103.9 WDKX, the Wake Up Club, live and always having fun meeting new people. I want to introduce Rochester to Derek A. King, of course, from CW's 4400. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning, man. I'm doing excellent. How are you?
Fantastic. It's so great. So are you in California now?
Yeah, I'm actually in Los Angeles right now, looking at the rain outside the window.
Oh, I'm looking at the snow, brother. I'm looking at six feet of snow. You know what I mean? It's not that bad. Don't worry about it. But you are blessed to be in a situation where you're out and working actor in California. How does that feel, man?
It's a blessing. It's a fairly new blessing too. I spent a whole lot of time not being a working actor. So, you know, to be on the other side of the equation, it feels good. It feels earned. And it feels like I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, you know?
It's funny. We were talking to him off the air, and it's so nice to like somebody who really knows where they are, mm-hmm. knows where they come from, knows how hard it is, and is honest about being a working actor, because it's not easy. You're probably in one of the most competitive fields there is in the world, because there's not a lot of people that can just get into acting. It is a craft and an art you have to perfect.
Oh yeah, nah, certainly, and it's not one of those things where you just, you know, put an application in and show them your resume and get a job. There's a lot of things that go into it outside of just how good you are at the job. You know, it's not just what you know, it's who you know and how they feel about you. So you got to learn how to maneuver an industry, but also maneuver your craft. It's interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, and to add on top of it, the show that you're starring in is a reboot. And, you know, people love to talk about reboots, and not so in a positive way, but this reboot of the 4400, which I did watch the original one, where, you know, it took people out of the, not like 1940s, and then put them in modern times. But then you also have the reboot, which is, I think, amazing, just from my perception, because the cast is so diverse. And it's in 2021 Detroit, and you play a reverend from the 90s. Got the whole look and everything. I mean, your character, I loved your character, and I'm excited at where it's going. I'm almost caught up, so I have a couple more episodes, but where I'm at, I'm like, you know, this is everything that I want it to be.
I love that. I love that. Rain, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm the type of person that used to talk about reboots. It's me. I'm like, oh, man, I can't come up with something original, man. Get it together. But what I've come to find, one, you know what I mean, loving my job and loving this mm-hmm. opportunity. But two, things change. Like, the climate, mm-hmm. our world changes. Mm-hmm. So it garners an opportunity to tell old stories in a new, more authentic way under new, you know, technology, new voices. So I was really fortunate to be able to play this role in 4400. And the original 4400 fans, if they watch it, they get a sense of who my character may, you know, resemble from the original. Yep. People have fun reaching out to me about that and seeing if the storyline kind of goes forward. And if you're familiar with 4400, the show, it got canceled in season 4 before there was a real resolution to what happened. Mm-hmm. So now we have an opportunity to kind of close that up and continue to tell the story. So it's been a ball. It really has been fun to do that.
Is this true for your role as a pastor? You studied a lot of T.D. Jakes. Is that true?
That is true. if I'm being honest, so one of the most important things for me when I'm finding a character is to find the character. So mm-hmm. if I wanted to be Rev Johnston right now, at this point, I could be, right? And I want him to be different from me. So I don't, when I'm on set, I don't kind of get the two, you know, the decisions I make in a way I think infused. So T.D. Jakes, the reason I studied him and Barack Obama and even if I'm being honest, like Castro, anybody that had strong speaking, I mm-hmm. studied to look, see their mannerisms and how they captivated people's attention. So like from T.D. Jakes, I learned things like holding your words like that to keep people on edge, to which you understand and checking with people to make sure that they understand what you said. Come on. you'll see that cadence, and you're like, why do I hear that cadence so much when I'm talking about pastors or, you know what I mean, or speakers? But it's to keep people captivated and keep people wondering, you know, what's coming next. And I don't know, it's those little nuances that I got to learn and study that I really appreciate from prolific speakers in general.
That's absolutely amazing. And, you know, the reason why it's amazing to me is because how you kind of embody and capture everything in your positive energy. And just knowing a little bit about your story and your background, and, you know, some people would say divine intervention, or, you know, this is your path. This is your path. You can tell it's clearly your path. But what I want to ask you is, we're celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. today. So he had a vision. Do you do like visioning or vision boards, or do you have like an affirmation or things that you kind of, you know, embrace or embody or are that you take with you everywhere you go?
Absolutely. First, I want to shout out to my brother Martin Luther King, brother AFI in 1906. We really appreciate everything that he was able to do for us, our people in this country. But also, as far as affirmations, and I honestly haven't said this in any interviews or anything yet, but every single day when I get up, close my eyes, I'm doing my meditation, I say, I am great. My life is great. Everything is happening for me. All the things that are currently happening are only happening to further my experience. I am growing. I am getting better. I choose to believe in unexpected blessings and sudden miracles. I say that same exact thing every single day to kick off my day. And it's interesting that the way things happen, like that last part when I say unexpected blessings and sudden miracles, the way these opportunities even come to me a lot of times are unexpected. You know, that thing that you think you didn't get, but you do get. And my life is great, and it keeps me grateful. So that affirmation definitely drives me through the day and drives me through my life for like the last 3 years. And it's been unfolding beautifully.
Derek A. King joins us now at WDKX. CW Drama 4400 is where you can find him as well. It's so interesting you say that affirmation, because I know Rain does affirmations every day. It's interesting that the fact she asked that question and that you had the affirmation.
I could definitely feel your energy.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, you know, we were talking off air a little bit of everybody has these sort of moments where I want to do that. And I was asking you off air, where is that moment in your life where you're like, I want to be Derek A. King. I want to be what they're doing. Was there a moment for you for that?
Yeah. So what I started to share, for me, it was, my original one was The Lion King, if I'm being honest. But I was really young at this point. This is like, what, 93, 94? So, you know, The Lion King was the first thing. It may be connected to my name, I don't know. But when I seen Simba out there, and he's like, everything the light touches is our kingdom. He's like, what about that place over there? That's the Outland. You must never go there. I would be in the house saying that all the time, and my sister would always tell me. She was like, well, you can't do that because you can't be a lion. You can't do that. And I remember that gave me that drive to want to be in theater. And that was what got me in theater as a kid. And then Training Day. My dad was a police officer on the MPD in D.C. for 20-odd years. And I always had a kind of gravitational pull to gambling. I don't want to go too deep into that. But in that movie really intrigued me. And then Denzel's being Denzel. And I would watch that movie and just have a wide, just every emotion in my emotional Rolodex would get touched. And I, you know, the credits are rolling. I'm like, man, I want to do that for somebody. I want somebody to see me in something and get excited or get sad or, you know what I mean? Or be sympathetic or be related to. And I don't know, that just sparked it. That sparked it in a powerful way. And it's kind of stuck with me since.
I tell you, it is amazing. Denzel's still doing his thing. I mean, it's just one of the amazing moments of acting, watching him on film do anything. He's the GOAT, man. That's what's so great about it. Listen, I appreciate the time, man. I know it's early out there. What time is it out there? Like 8 o'clock?
Eight o'clock.
I appreciate it. I know full well you are a busy guy, doing so many different things. I wish you the best of luck, man. Rain is right. Your energy is really cool. And I like hanging out with and talking to people that are really cool and positive and confident where they are. You worked hard for this, man. Enjoy.
Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it.
And yeah, as always. For having me. We are 103.9 WDKX. Derek A. King on 103.9 WDKX.